Oh, this is wonderful. And we're in Psalm 103, verse 1 through 3. Let's read that again. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. See, David's talking to himself. He's edifying and encouraging himself. And forget not none of his benefits, who pardons all your iniquities. And boy, he sure did pardon a lot of David's iniquities. Who heals all your diseases. And Darren, I looked up the word diseases in Psalm 103, and it's the same as what we covered in the first half of this teaching. It diseases is number 8463. It means a malady, which we know comes from the root evil. It means illness, grievous sickness. He heals all that. He heals all the diseases that are here.
Now, the number Barbara is giving you, 8463, is a key number in the Strong's Concordance for you to know what the Hebrew rendering is.
That's right. It's Hebrew. And then who healeth. Healeth, the word healeth here is 7495. It means to mend, to cure, to repair, and I love this, thoroughly make whole. When he heals you, you should walk in divine health. I mean, this is kind of an attribute of it.
See, even David knew that we were one day going to be in the pits, and here's what he says. Who redeems your life from the pit.
Hallelujah.
Who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion. Verse 5, who satisfies your years with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. I think that's just wonderful.
Amen. And as we get older, I know some people, they believe that when you get old, you get sick, and you die. That's the natural thing. No, no, no. When I get old, I'm going to be, who was the man? Was it E.W. Kenyon or who was it that says, I'm going to die tomorrow, fix my favorite breakfast, I'm going to go be with the Lord?
E.W.
Oh.
He said to his daughter,
oh,
tomorrow the Lord is coming to get me. He got up and had his favorite breakfast, went in and sat down in his chair, and at 10 o'clock in the morning he died.
Oh,
That's the story I've heard.
Oh, Darren, that just brings tears to my eyes. I desire that. I desire that. I've seen some of my loved ones in a nursing home, curled up in a fetus position. That is not what God intends for his people, and I want to go like E.W.
Right. Amen. Praise God. Well, verse 20 of this Psalm 103, and by the way, David was a wonderful example of a person that edified himself. He could talk himself up.
Right.
Well, we can do the same thing. We can praise ourselves up into a better state of mind and heart. And we can be thankful and do that. We can read Scripture. We can confess Scripture.
Uh-huh.
Well, here David was building himself up. And sometimes you're not going to have anybody around but little old you.
That's right.
And you're going to be responsible for getting yourself up and edifying yourself. And edify means to charge. Some of your battery charges run down. You need to build yourself up. But in verse 20 it says, bless the Lord, you his angels, mighty in strength, who perform his word, obeying the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his hosts, you who serve him, doing his will. Bless the Lord, all you works of his, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Oh, praise
good
God.
Good stuff.
Oh, that sure is. And we know that God is a good God. If his character, if part of his character and his name is Jehovah Rapha, who means I am the God that healeth, don't you believe that as you have received Jesus Christ into your life as Lord of your life, that God is going to see that as you believe? I truly believe there is not one person who is following Jesus Christ that cannot be healed, Darren.
Right.
I truly believe.
Well, salvation
that
is for everyone.
Yes.
Healing is for everyone.
Yes.
But now these verses here give us a peek into the spirit world. And we actually, as Christians, we need to be aware that what goes on in the spirit world influences and absolutely controls our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in Ephesians 1:3, it says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. It's talking about angels all through the Word.
That's
it's
right.
Talking about heavenly realities. Now, here is the peek into the spirit world. It says, bless the Lord, you his angels, in verse 20, in Psalm 103, mighty in strength, who perform his word, obeying the voice of his word. Now, when you speak out the word of God on healing, you begin to affirm that that's true, and it's true for you, and that you believe it, and you start, and what you need to say is, I believe it. And you have to say it before you receive it. That's one of the laws of the spirit world. That's one of the laws of God. You need to make a declaration. And in the book of Job, it says, Decree a thing, it shall be established for you, and light will shine on your path. You need to decree, I am the healed.
Amen.
And that the angels are mighty in strength, performing the voice of the word in my situation. See, there's a peek into the spirit world. That teaches you one of the ways of God. You need to cooperate with the ways of God and with his angels. Give them words to work with on planet Earth, and you watch them bring it to pass.
Oh, praise the Lord. Praise God, because we know without faith, it is truly impossible to please God. And some of you say, well, you know, you and Darren say, I just don't have enough faith. Okay, so what if you don't have enough faith? Let's build up that faith.
That's right.
Don't you take that pride and use it as a weapon against yourself, but say, okay, Jesus, if I need, so many times, Darren, you've spoke of, you need a 10th grade miracle and you're on third grade faith.
Right.
Hey, come on, let's encourage one another and build up that faith so we can see the
miracle.
Well,
get the faith of God.
That's right.
That'll fill in the gap for you.
Oh, that is so good. That's Mark 11:22. Oh,
it says,
yes.
Jesus said directly to his disciples, have the faith of God.
Yes.
You can't get faith anyplace else. You can't get it out of the Montgomery Ward catalog.
No, that's right.
Or Sears.
Nope.
Or at Walmart. I mean, you have to get it from God. And it's not packaged in one of these convenience stores, folks.
Yes.
But over here in Psalm 105, right across the page, I'll tell you, just get the book of Psalms and start underlining.
Mm-hmm.
You will build up and edify yourself if you read it. But here's what it says in verse 1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing to him. Sing praises to him. Speak of all his wonders. Now, if you want to loose the anointing in your house or in your car or in your office or wherever you are, start speaking about the miraculous works of God. And as you talk about that, that anointed spirit will be loosed in your house.
Amen. Praise God.
Start talking about it.
That's right.
And I'll tell you, that's one of the great ways to be healed, by the way.
Yes. I believe praise is a thankful heart, and praise have so much to do with our healing.
Speak of all his wonders. You say, well, I've never had a miracle. Okay, start talking about the miracles of God and one of the ways of God. And Moses was a great leader in this, and he went back in the book of Deuteronomy and he recalled the miracles that God had performed for his people.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you need to do. And as you talk about miracles, all of a sudden you'll have a miracle mindset, and it'll be easier for you to receive a supernatural healing in your body.
That's right. Oh, praise God. Well, are you ready to go to Isaiah or?
Man, I'm ready. I feel like a giant killer today. We can do it.
Praise the Lord. Well, this is the bridge. This is the bridge from the Old Covenant to the New Covenant. This is the bridge that bridges the Old Testament to the New Testament. And in Isaiah, we found that Isaiah himself had prophesied that a virgin would conceive and bear a son and call his name Jesus, and his name would be Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. There would be no end to the increase of his government or of peace on the throne of David.
Now, where are you reading, brother?
I'm reading in Isaiah 9.
All right.
Yes.
Now, this is one of the ways of God, folks, that you could practice. I'm going to say rattle off or read all those prophetic descriptions of the man Jesus.
Oh, and that's what I'm looking forward to, Darren, when the government of this world is Jesus, is ruled by Jesus. When he has the government on his shoulders, he is going to be the king who rules over this world. And there will be no end to the increase of his government or of peace on the throne of David and over his kingdom.
What verses are you reading?
I'm reading in the 7th verse.
Okay.
To establish it and to uphold it with justice and righteousness. Oh, we need righteousness in our leadership in our nations today, and justice from then on and forevermore. I love this verse in the 7th verse here, the last line. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this. God was ready for Jesus to come, Darren. I truly believe he was ready for salvation to come upon the earth.
So what you're saying is we could take Isaiah chapter 9, and we can begin reading it. And folks, let me tell you, this Bible here is a dead letter until you put it through your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the words on the page are just like the words in a newspaper. And you know, we have missed that teaching. You need to put this through your mouth. That sets the anointing loose. Now, some of you are going to be offended when I say it's a dead letter, but folks, it is. Until you speak it through your mouth. So if you took Isaiah 9 and you begin to read that out loud, and you begin to affirm those attributes of Jesus and the characteristics of Jesus, you will build up your faith. You can't help it. It's a law.
That's right.
Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. And if you've never had a miracle, a lot of you that are listening to this